John's, Mom John's.
Hello. Welcome to Mom John's. I have my wives, Jenny and Taylor. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. We said it the same. Hi. Episode's called Wife Life because wives are life.
Yes. Forever.
I'm new to this squad. We just got married like 7 months ago. So.
But we welcomed you with open arms.
Mm-hmm. Did. You did. It was awesome. But I already know this. But I love the story. So you guys are going to say how you met.
Okay.
Wait, who's... Well, okay, wait.
Okay, so...
This is Jenny.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Taylor.
Okay.
Taylor says the story way better than I do. It was actually like her speech at my wedding. Yeah. And it was amazing.
So Jenny and I met because I had a friend that worked at Crave. And I was coming in one night to see her. And I noticed Jenny, and at the time, I was exploring, shall we say. So, I saw Jenny, and I was like, dang, who is that gorgeous Asian? And my friend was like, oh, you know, that's Jenny. She's also not Asian. Time for a later date.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Another story. Another time.
But she was like, oh, that's Jenny. And I was like, is she single? And she's like, no, she has a boyfriend, but... You know, do you want me to tell the story as far as that goes?
You can tell it.
So she was like, well, she has a boyfriend, but they've only been dating for about a year, and they're probably not going to go anywhere in the future. She really wants to get married. He definitely does it. So I'm like, okay, well.
Look at me now.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, maybe they're. And to preface, I was interested in Jenny, like romantically. So I'm like, okay, she's cute. Maybe I can take her out. And I was like, well, is she straight? Is she not? She's like, no, I'm pretty sure she's straight, but I don't think that her and her boyfriend are going to go anywhere. So who knows? I'm like, okay, maybe there's potential, whatever. So we didn't really become friends right away. And then shortly after I decided I was going to get my hair cut, I had dated a guy at this point, went through a rough time. I was like, you know what? I'm chopping all of my hair off. And this friend of mine was a hairstylist, and she was like, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to mess it up. So I was like, well, I'll reach out to Jenny and see if she'd be willing to do it. And she did. Killed it. So that was, what, January 2015? It was like January 5th.
I don't remember.
I remember because I'm a weirdo.
It was something with fives in it, yeah. Wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure the anniversary on Facebook says January 5th, 2015. So this past January marks 4 years, which feels weird because I feel like we've been friends for so much longer than
that.
Yeah. But
so do you guys feel like if you met when you were like 13, because I'm assuming you guys know everything about like your middle school days and shit, do you think you'd still be friends?
I don't know. I mean,
no, I was a bitch in middle school.
I was like, I wasn't a bitch. I was just, I don't know. I have grown so much since middle school and high school. I'm a completely different person. So I don't know that we would have made friends then at 13.
Yeah. I don't know either, because middle school is like, especially being a girl, is really hard because everything in your relationships is about like what's different and not like what you have in common. And you and I are like the same, but we're also super different.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We had different upbringings in some ways. We kind of had a similar upbringing in a sense, like both from a single mom, but, I don't know. My main priority was like my friends and finding a boyfriend, and that was just about it. And I feel like that's kind of how it goes for most people in middle school.
Yeah.
Based on you reacting when we saw the episode of Dead to Me, where she's like listening to the heavy metal music in the car because she's quote unquote meditating, I feel like you probably listened to a lot of the same artists that I did at that time.
Yeah.
Because that's when I was in my like punk phase.
Well, I loved Avril Lavigne, so.
Same. It was like Avril Lavigne.
I was wearing ties to school.
Oh my god! Like
yes.
Yeah, it was so cool.
I definitely did have my belt in one loop, and that's it.
Have it on one loop and like down off to the side, yes, but like Hot Topic belts.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that was me.
Would wear like your shoelaces as belts instead.
Nah, I didn't do that.
I never did that, but I did have safety pins in my ear at one point.
Same.
Yeah,
I didn't do that, but I did put safety pins in my pants. I was only allowed to be a little bit punk rock because my mom would only let me do so much. Like, I was allowed to shop at Claire's and icing, but not Hot Topic.
See, oh my God. I was allowed to shop at Hot Topic, but only because my cousin did. And my mom knew kind of like her aesthetic. She was a little bit more emo than I was. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. She was like, whatever. I don't think it's going to become a serious phase. Yeah. And it didn't really. When I got to high school, I was like, ooh, I want to be preppy. Like, I want to be super popular. I want to dress in, like, Forever 21. I want to wear all the, like, girly stuff.
Yeah.
But for a hot minute there, I was definitely into, like, the ripped jeans, Converse with, like, writing all over them. Mm-hmm. And eyeliner and safety pins and the jelly bracelets you weren't supposed to wear.
Jelly bracelets. Yeah. However many you had on. What was it? Oh, if you snapped someone's off their wrist, it meant you wanted to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and we were just talking about that, too, because if you had the black one, it meant that you wanted to have sex.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah. If it was, like, the red one or the pink one, you were just going to make out. It
was, like, just making out or, like, yeah. First base or yeah. Whatever.
But if someone broke it, you had to do yeah. It. Like, you had to. So I never bought a black
the
one.
The blue one was, like, you had to do it on a waterbed or something. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't doubt it. We came up with the weirdest stuff as kids that age.
Yeah. No one ever. Fucking touched my jelly bracelets, by the way.
I don't think I was allowed to wear them, but oh I was jealous god. Of all of my yeah.
You're like, yo, can I borrow that for first period?
Oh my god,
I changed at school before. One time I got a detention for calling my math teacher a pussy, and my mom came to my school and I didn't even think that I had changed, and she got into the classroom and she was like ready to defend me because I had texted her and I was like or I called her and I was like, well, he did this and this and this, and I didn't say that. This is what I said. And she's like, I had problems with this teacher the whole year, and she was like, fuck this. I'm coming to your school. Like, you know, I'm getting you out of that class. And she showed up and saw what I was wearing. It didn't go well for me.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing, like, a Hot Topic plaid mini skirt, you know?
Oh,
and, like,
my God.
A fishnet shirt under a t-shirt.
I definitely had that outfit.
Yeah. My mom was like... Like, I saw her when she walked in. She looked at me, and she was just like, I am so sorry, Mr. West. And then she ended up selling them a house, like, a year later. It was real awkward for me.
That's so awkward.
Wow.
I think my mom would have died if she saw me in something like that. She, I don't know. Like I said, she didn't expect me to go into much of a phase, because I, like, naturally was super girly girl. But I think she would have been like, wait, what? Like, I'm confused. If I had come home in something like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Luckily, I had a lot of friends that were, like, way more into it than me. So, like, my friends would come over, and my mom would be like, why is your makeup so dark? And they'd be like, it's Sharpie. And she was like, okay, my kid's not that bad.
Jesus. That's aggressive.
Yeah, my friends were, like, sneaking out of the house in high school and stuff like that, and I never did anything like that. Like, I was terrified to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
My mom and would definitely kill me. And I'm a bad liar, so.
I never snuck out when I lived with my mom, but when I would come here for the summers and live with my dad, I would, like... smoke cigarettes through, like, toilet paper tubes with dryer sheets on the end and shit. But I knew, realistically, if he caught me, it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
Like, it would what be way the... worse with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I like, definitely snuck out. Like, I would be like, I'm going to stay at grandma's.
Yeah.
Didn't even fucking like my grandma. And I would, like, walk to her house, and then I would sneak out. Because, I mean, even if she got up, she probably did not give a shit if I was in her house. She was probably stoked I left. Anyways,
the stuff that you were gonna tell.
Oh, okay.
I know. I've been like sitting on the edge of my seat.
We'll jump to that. Yeah, that's fine. So I told Jenny and Taylor that I wasn't gonna tell them something I found out about myself today until I saw them. So you did, Jenny, the ancestry.com, and found out that you in fact were Asian.
Yeah.
After being told your entire life that you were
Call
not.
Back.
My motherfucking ass is Jewish.
No way. What? I'm Jewish.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So my whole life,
I
have a huge fucking nose. No, I've got to learn what these things mean.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's
anything.
Why Scotty made the joke about the shirt.
Yeah. I was like, so my dad is talking about, he did 23andMe because his cousin wanted to find some shit out. So she bought him a test.
Okay.
And so he told me, because I told him I bought the Dogs Their Wisdom panels, and I was super stoked to get the DNA back. And he was like, how much was it? And he's like, I can't believe you spent that since we're Jewish. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I took an ancestry test and like super Jewish. Like, my whole life, everyone's like,
honestly,
you have a big nose. Are you Jewish?
I don't know that I'm surprised.
Everyone says
I was going to say, when she said that, I was like, I could see it. I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Everyone asked me.
Just, like, because of your face shape and, like.
Because my nose is so big.
But I wouldn't even, like, that's not even something that I would have ever
noticed.
And my
unibrow.
Wait,
well,
what?
I don't notice that you have a unibrow because they're so on fleek right now.
Ask Taylor about it. She has to fix it for me.
I want to. It's okay.
Well, I feel like your unibrow is never really actually a unibrow. I feel like it's just a couple of lighter, dark hairs.
She goes,
little sprigs.
Girl, your brows are overgrown.
You said it.
They were so overgrown the last time she came in to get waxed. I was like, okay, it's definitely been a minute. Like,
it's been sorry. A hot minute. But yeah, so I'm going to do one because it doesn't give a full 100%.
Are you going to do 23andMe or the Ancestry?
Yeah, just so it can fill in. Yeah. Because it's, I'm like 40% Italian, 25 or 30% Jewish. And then the other one's Irish. I know. I'm like mega Jewish.
You
could do a birthright trip. Do you want to do one together? Let's fucking do it.
What is that?
We could totally go to Israel
together.
I'm not
Jewish, so I don't know.
Maybe you are. I already did a DNA test.
You did?
Yeah, I'm white as
hell. She's super white.
Where are you from? Like, what are you? Like, what's it say?
It's like mostly upper. It's like upper west. No. Probably like. Majority, I think, it's been a while since I've looked at it. I know it's majority UK, Irish, German, Scottish. And then there's like 3% Norway and Sweden.
White.
Super white. But it's weird because my like great, something around there, she was like straight up Cherokee Indian. Like we have a picture with her together 5 generations back.
Yeah, but DNA is weird.
But like, I know it doesn't carry down that far. Yeah. So I'm like, dang, I would have really expected that. Plus, I'm in North Carolina, and that's where my entire ancestry line settled from.
Yeah.
So I would have expected it, but
it got bred out.
Yeah, right.
Because my grandfather has like a little percentage of Native American in him, too, and it doesn't show up for me. Yeah. It did like when I first did my test, you remember? And then it like updated them, and it's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what was weird is when, let's back it up. When my mom did her test, it said that she was 34% West European. And I know this because I was so pissed off about it. Mine said I was 96% UK. How can you be almost 100% when you don't even have, like, you have a whole other person? But she was almost, like, she was well over a quarter West European.
So, I don't get it. Mm. I mean, I always said if I didn't do hair, I would, like,
but then it updated.
Which goes hand in hand. Genetics. And hair, I don't know. Like, I look at people, I'm like, where the fuck did you get that?
She almost did forensics, right?
Yeah. When I went to WVU, that's what I majored in, or chose as my major for freshman year. But then I failed calculus, so.
Oh, I'm so bad.
That is useless.
Yeah. So. I decided, well, it's like Pythagorean theorem. Like, you never use it, so what's the point? But with forensics, we had to do calculus one, chemistry two is what I had. And I purposefully failed both of them because it's better to just fail and not have to worry about it affecting your GPA than to get a D in the class and it screw your GPA over. I decided very quickly that was not for me.
Oh, but that would have been crazy because then we still could have like maybe worked together one day.
What were you going to do?
No, I just said it would be like super sick to do genetics.
Oh, I see.
Because like that kind of stuff, like why what's passed down is so interesting.
It's crazy. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not even going to get into that. Anyways, I'm Jewish, which makes a lot of sense. I went to the Holocaust Museum when I was a kid because I did not want to write a paper. And it was like a 4-hour drive to D.C. from where I lived. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll go there instead because then all you had to do is talk about it.
Yeah.
I cried like a bitch.
Oh, I've heard it's really heavy.
It's deep, dude.
Yeah. I've been.
It's deep. And for someone who's like kind of ignorant and naive, I was like middle school, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's I want to go, but I don't like know how to feel about it because I didn't grow up Jewish. Like my great grandparents met and my great grandfather was Jewish and his parents like came over during the Holocaust and stuff like that. But when he met my great grandmother, she made him convert. So I don't have like
knowledge
of it.
So my dad was raised mega Catholic.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember you saying that. But
I looked up my last name because I was always told it's Polish. It's fucking Jewish.
Really?
Interesting.
So
I don't even know what my last name
is. I got to get down to it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to the museum because they give you cards of people. And I want to know. I'm going to find my family members and cry some more probably.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
And on a lighter note, I feel like I've gone 30 years without playing a Jew card and I'm going to play it one day.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just going to like try and bargain something. And be like,
yeah, I feel like I'm Jewish. Leave me alone. I don't know how to like be Jewish. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not like...
Like, I don't know how to be Asian either.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but I just pretend. I think it's cool as far as you finding out so much later in life that you have a Filipino background because culturally it's super cool for you to learn about that history, mm-hmm. you know? So you can do the same with Jewish. Obviously, it's
really somber
for most of it.
Yeah. No, that's why I said a way lighter note. Yeah. One time it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
In a non-offensive way. Yeah. I gotta be careful. Well, I can't. Can I offend people if I'm Jewish? I'm like, I'm Jewish.
I feel like
I didn't mean that offensively.
Yeah, I feel like once you know like certain things about yourself, you're like allowed to kind of be like,
actually, I can say that because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
But I am like obsessed with that show I was telling you about earlier, Broad City.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like want to be Abby and Alana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they both Jewish or just Alana?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are?
And they're from Philly.
Well, that's amazing. I don't know if Abby's actually Jewish, but either way, she pretends well. I don't know. Either way, I feel like I need to hit them up and be like, I'm Jewish too, guys.
Like, that should be a heavy road trip.
For real.
I freaking love them.
Me too. They're my spirit humans. Like, I want to be Alana, but I just come off as Abby.
We definitely talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%. I want to. Jenny's definitely the Alana.
Up.
And then she's in the bathroom at the gym and she's like, ooh, Kiehl's. And she's like putting it in the bag.
There's a pube situation in the bathroom. My favorite episode with Alana is when she discovers her doppelganger and she's like freaking out about it because she sees someone that looks just like her and she at first doesn't know if she's like attracted to her because she's like, oh, you know, you're attracted to familiarity, I guess, or like complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees her and she's like, kind of attracted, but then she is curious about her because they're so much alike in such a weird way. I don't know. I love that episode.
I just love the girl's name with the dangly ears is Cheese.
What?
I haven't seen this one.
Abby like wants to be an adult, quote unquote, and start buying her own weed instead of smoking Alana's.
Oh, that's right.
And so she calls this girl Cheese and she picks up the phone. She's got like old butthole ears dangling and she's like got kids running around everywhere.
What?
She's like, Cheese, hey. And she like asks her for weed and she's like, you still smoke that stuff?
I think I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. Good one.
It's been a minute since I've seen it because for the longest time Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hulu didn't update what the latest season was.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, damn. I gotta rewatch the same season. What is it, like season 5 or something was at the point in time, but
I don't know. It's over now. R.I.P. I'm so sad. I have to go back to It's Always Sunny. Watch every episode.
It's so much yelling.
Oh,
you would hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
I love
Taylor,
it.
Taylor, like, didn't think The Office was funny, and I was like,
I don't think The Office is funny. I know. I'm sorry.
I've changed my mind, because I like The Office now. It just took me a minute to get used to it.
I can't get into those kind of, like, what are they?
Mockumentaries.
I love them. I can't do it.
Well, see, also people try to tell me that Parks and Rec is funnier than The Office, and I disagree with that, like, a lot.
Is that the Forever Feud? Like, they're like, can you like both of them?
I think you can like both of them, but, like, you're supposed to like one more than the other.
And you like The Office better?
I definitely like The Office better.
I don't know, man. It's Always Sunny is my go-to.
Like, after Chris Pratt was such an asshole to Anna Faris, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
What do you guys say when you get rid of people? Like,
bye, Felicia?
Like Cardi B.
Oh,
Michael Jackson. What do you say? You're always like, since we blank Cardi B.
Oh, canceled.
Canceled. Yeah. Since Cardi B is like canceled.
What is canceled?
Yeah. Chris Pratt is definitely canceled.
Yeah. Especially because, did you see the issue between him and Ellen Page? Because he made a comment, like a blanket statement about.
Yeah, because he's ignorant AF.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at pop culture.
Well, I just randomly stumbled upon it on my like Apple News or something like that. But he made a really ignorant comment about like the LGBTQ community and like him and Ellen Page like
coming
to it or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, like on Twitter, of course. Which I'm not on Twitter, but
me neither.
I read about it sometimes.
I don't know. I feel like if for him, regardless of like where you fall on, you know, that topic, I feel like him making a comment about it, as ignorant as he is to it, was really dumb on his part.
Yeah, it was very stupid.
So I mean, whatever. Ugh. He's canceled, so it doesn't matter.
Canceled. That's what it was. Okay, canceled. Now I'll remember.
Definitely canceled.
Yeah.
No.
We got super off topic. I want to talk about you guys being friends again.
Okay.
I don't know. This has never worked for me with living with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking ever. Living with friends is actually the dumbest thing you can ever do. Like living with people you're already friends with.
Yeah.
Were you guys scared to work together?
I don't think that either of us ever were. So for me, I've lived with a best friend before and it didn't end well just because when you're spending that much time with them, it's a lot, you know? For me, working with Jenny, I knew that our morals and values and ideals and work ethic, most importantly, was very much the same. Mm-hmm. So
I think also too, like, because we're in a situation where like everybody's essentially in charge of themselves, that yeah. makes it yeah. a lot easier, because
we never see you.
I know. I'm always so tucked away in her dungeon.
We're Shire.
Yeah. I'm always in there, like door closed and everything, because even when I'm having my lunch break, I watch Netflix.
Yeah.
So I never want to like have my, I don't know, I'm watching Mad Men as of right now. I don't know why. It's because I'm depressed because Game of Thrones is done. So I'm watching anything I can, but
still butthurt.
Yeah, still butthurt over it for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I was never really like, I never had a moment of fear or feeling like it would go sour.
Yeah.
Because, and the other thing too, is Jenny and I have not really been in a lot of arguments or fights, and the few that we have been in, we've resolved them.
Yeah, it's not even
very quickly.
Like, I don't even think we've ever been in an argument even. I think that like,
yeah, like
there
discussion.
Have been situations where there have been like misunderstandings, for but sure. we're really good about talking about them when it happens. So
yeah, communication, like, I think, is like really important to both of us.
Yeah.
So anytime there's ever been like something that's important to one of us that we feel we need to discuss, it's like, hey, I just want to let you know, this is how I'm feeling. Can we talk about it? It's like, yeah, absolutely. Because I freaking love you and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah. And like, we are so similar that, like, I think it makes it easier for us to know how to approach things with mm-hmm. each other, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually helped me communicate better in my relationship.
I was going to ask you if you guys felt like your friendship was more functional than your relationship.
I mean, okay.
They won't listen.
This is probably true.
I mean, I think it's just different. Like, yeah. I mean, having a wife and having a husband is like two men and women are like
two very different things.
So sure. different.
Yeah, I don't know. Naaman and I have always had a really good relationship from the get-go.
They've always been great about communicating
yeah,
with
I
each
think,
other.
I think because we've both been in relationships in the past where we felt jaded or, you know, like we weren't getting complete fulfillment from the relationship emotionally, at least speaking for me. I was so tired of not being able to communicate with my partner. So with him, I definitely like enforced that and established it, and he was receptive to it and felt the same way. So I feel like, I don't know, I have the same thing with both of them as far as communication goes, but I definitely have things that I relate to Jenny on more, obviously, besides being a female.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
Naaman.
Like, I think that it's funny because like we're very similar, but we're so different. Like, Taylor will call me and tell me things that Naaman did, and she's like so chill about it. And I'm like, I would be fucking furious if they did that shit. And then like vice versa too. So yeah. It's just,
It's okay. Baby crying. It's okay. Go.
So, I mean, it's nice because we can give each other sometimes a different perspective mm-hmm. on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so then I'll be like, okay, maybe I really shouldn't be that upset about that.
Or, yeah.
You know, whatever.
It's nice too, because we're good about, like, if I am stuck on how to communicate with Naaman on something, I can talk to Jenny about it and be like, hey, so this is what happened. I need your advice as my friend. Do you think I'm being ridiculous, or do you think I should say it this way? Da, da, da. Just if there's something I want to like talk to him about. And she's good about helping me with that because we both have different perspectives on communication.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they get annoyed? Like, you guys know Naaman, so much about each other's relationships.
I don't know.
Because I feel like that's a thing.
I think that Naaman and Nathan are pretty close as far as, like when we're all hanging out, that I don't really, I mean, at least for me, I don't think that Naaman really cares.
I don't think that Nathan, like, cares. I don't know. Like, he
Is
knows
he
that
jealous?
I.
Jealous? Because
he
knows
that I tell Taylor everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he did, like, make a comment a couple weeks ago about, like, I just figured that there's, like, some things that are, like, just between me and you. And I was like, well, there are. No. But, like,
yeah.
also, there's not.
Yeah. And that's like, essentially how it goes.
I mean, like, I never want him to think that I, like, just tell Taylor the stuff that gets on my nerves, because I also tell her
yeah.
all of the really good things,
yeah.
too. And there's obviously a lot of that.
Absolutely.
I tell her the dirty things, too.
Yep, that too. I don't know. I think, too, like, the reason why Naaman doesn't really care is because he knows that I don't share information with you out of a malicious perspective.
Right.
He knows that if I'm talking to you about something I'm concerned about, it's because I want advice or a different perspective,
right,
or just to vent, because yeah, that's what friends are for. Yeah.
I don't think guys do. I mean, I'm sure guys do talk about stuff, but not in the same way that girls do.
Like, absolutely.
Nathan will always be like, I'll like say something and I'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm really annoying today, or I'm sorry, I'm really bitchy today, or something like that. And he'll be like, oh, babe, no, you're fine. Like, you don't ever do anything that gets on my nerves. And I think that he's being completely genuine. And I'm like,
ugh. Yeah. We talked about this.
I think I've said something about that to you too.
I'm like, Scotty, like, I know I get on your
Scotty
nerves.
Scotty will be like, your attitude gets on my nerves. I'm like, nothing else. No. And I'm like,
But I think that, like, that's just a female thing. Like, us just, like, by nature always having to be in control of things. Like,
yeah,
when they don't do things exactly how we would do them, like, that's what's annoying to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's especially that more for than me, anything. Like, I think that I have some level of OCD.
Like, why didn't you freaking put the toilet paper back in this spot? That's where it's always been.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it kills that me. Kind of stuff. As far as that goes, okay. I always put the toilet paper right side out first. And he always puts that. It on backwards. Okay. Always.
No.
And I'm like, did you do this on purpose?
There are two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah.
You got to fix it.
Yeah.
That shit, my sister came here. And I finally figured out that she's the fucking person that puts the roll on backwards.
Sometimes it happens at the salon, and I'm like, I don't know.
It just did. Here?
Ooh, it just me nuts. Did. Like, it doesn't even make sense to put it on the other way. Why would you do that?
Why would you have it face away from you, yeah, first of all?
Yeah. I'm going to need to, like, dissect this and figure out what kind of, because I would have never thought that Naaman did that.
Well, and it's
never.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know nothing about him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, too, there's a trend with most guys. Maybe you can both speak on this, but I feel like guys never close doors all the way. They just kind of like, and I don't know if anyone else cares.
The dishwasher all the way.
Oh, that would just crawl under my skin. I don't know why I'm so like that.
I still love him. I still love him. Oh, yeah. He doesn't close the dishwasher all the way.
I'm so bad about closing doors.
Oh, my God, Christina, we cannot be married. I'm so sorry. That would drive me bananas. Like, I don't know why.
Doors doesn't bother me. Like, no. For me, like, I would always rather have them open. But you mean, like, cabinet doors?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, like, door-doors. That's how OCD I am.
Oh, no. Door
it's a problem.
No, I mean, if you're OCD about that, yeah. I use, like, the girls at my old salon because we had overhead cabinets. I'd hear, like, God damn it, Christine. Because I would leave it open and people would turn and, like, smack their head.
Oh, God. I bet can't. That would be a problem.
Listen, it's a problem. I know it is, but it's better than putting the toilet paper on backwards.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
yeah.
If you had to pick one.
Oh, it would definitely would be if he fixed the toilet paper. Well, I think, too. So
depends on the day.
And as far as that goes, it doesn't, like, actually get under my skin or get on my nerves.
Yeah, I'm just accepted like, say it. Something about it, right. But it's just like.
Because I know that for me, no one else in the house cares, i.e. him.
Right.
And it's a me problem. Right. So I just close the door.
Picking your battles,
switch
man.
The toilet
That's
paper.
That's what marriage
it's
is.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
What, pick your battles?
No.
It's really hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
No.
I think the number one thing that Naaman and I always try to remember too, and I do, not even just Naaman and myself, but all relationships, if I really love somebody and care about them, my number one priority, if I'm upset, is saying something out of love or mm-hmm. reminding myself, hey, okay, when you're communicating with them, just, you know, keep their perspective and emotions
yeah,
in check,
definitely.
Too. Or, like
think about,
keep
like,
them in
how what you're going to say is, like, affecting them.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
It's really hard
so
to, like,
nice. It's really hard to keep in mind how the other person thinks, but I feel like when you love somebody and you're in a marriage and you want to make it work, like, you have to do that, because otherwise you're literally just thinking about yourself all the time, and
yeah.
That's like shitty. So,
well, he's
just
I
being
would say,
kind, like,
yeah,
I always, that's my advice to people all the time, is just be kind to each other.
Yeah,
even when you're mad.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's so hard. And I definitely used to have an extremely short fuse, and I would just say things out of spite just because I'm pissed off and I wanted to express that I was pissed off, mm-hmm. but not put it into words that right. made sense. I would just be rude, say mean things, whatever.
Yeah.
And you get no, like, you can't, they say, this is so cliche, but they say you get more bees with honey for a reason. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be a bitch or an asshole, obviously it's not gonna go anywhere. Like, so that was a tough lesson to learn, but Naaman and I did a good job of it. And I feel like you say that when you and I started communicating, it helped your relationship as far as you learning how to communicate with Nathan. I feel like the reverse from when Naaman and I started dating because my past relationships weren't successful and you helped remind me, like, hey, you know, just remember.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Wife life.
Wife life. That's amazing.
No, for many I'm just reasons.
Fucking mean. I have no patience.
I'm too much of a people pleaser.
My biggest thing is, like, I know that I wouldn't want him to say something that would hurt my feelings, so I would never want to say something that would hurt his feelings, because once you do that, sometimes it's really hard to come back from certain things.
Oh, for yeah. sure.
And even if you, like, forgive somebody for something, like, the next time you fight, you're still going to remember that they said that.
Yeah.
And so then it's a point of, like, they could bring that up again, and then it's like you're not even fighting about what you were actually upset about, you know?
You know what I just thought of randomly? What? So it's still on topic, but just random thought. I had a client one time. She was in her 60s. She was coming in with her granddaughter, and I was doing both of their makeup for some event. I don't remember if it was a graduation or what. And she said that her and her husband had been together since they were 13. Oh. And I was like, what's your secret? Wow. And she looked at me and she was like, my personal secret is you always dance together. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So cute. Oh my God. Yeah. Sweetest. I mean, I don't know that everybody could just quote unquote dance with their significant other and get through.
No, I step on so a lot of toes.
You're not coordinated.
No, you're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
August, I'm so excited. Yeah.
I'm ready.
It'll be fine. I'll just, if it gets really weird and people start looking at me, I'll just take whatever bottoms I have off. I have my thong bikini on.
Oh my God, listen. I'm so pumped.
Jenny loves to dance anywhere, anytime. I have so many pictures on my phone from where we've gone out drinking. I have one distinct picture where Jenny's like booty up, face down, Nathan's behind her, and she's like, it's like a, what is it, live photo?
Sanctuary.
Yes, at Sanctuary. And she was so
at
hammered.
Sanctuary?
Yes.
Anytime we go to Sanctuary, you better believe it's going to be a dance party.
What do you put on the jukebox?
Whatever.
So many.
We want.
I was going to say so many things.
It just depends. Like, yeah. Usually it's going to be some kind of hip hop.
And even probably. If there's not a dance floor, Jenny will make it a dance
yeah.
floor.
Oh, yeah.
I just really like to move my body.
I mean, same, but it doesn't mean I can.
Well, who cares?
Like, I mean, I don't.
Yeah, so just do it.
That's why I said you're gonna learn. I cannot dance.
Listen, once we've all had enough Jello shots.
Yes.
Well, I'm not drinking. I don't. Listen, first of all, when I drink, I throw up. But then when I get hot and start shaking around, it just comes out anyway.
You don't think I'm gonna be sick on my bachelor weekend?
I don't know, man. I just never drink.
We'll find some good, like, non-sugary drinks. It'll be easier for you.
I mean, no, honestly, also, the last, like, 4 times I've drank, it's costed me thousands of dollars. So, yeah, I get in a lot of trouble. So, I haven't drank in, like, 2 years. So I just don't do it.
Well, we can find other things to occupy. I'll be fine, dude.
No, I, like, always go out sober, and I'm still fine doing, like, karaoke and shit like that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I don't need, like, the thing to be weird. It just happens. No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I mean, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah. It's much needed, too.
Yeah.
I looked at the countdown. It's 80 days away.
That's it?
Crazy.
Oh. Yep. Okay, so we're all going to Taylor's Bachelorette because she's getting married in September. Woo-woo. And where are we going?
Wilmington.
Which is going to be interesting because did I tell you about the last time I was in Wilmington?
No.
This fucking girl.
Oh, God.
I moved here from Pennsylvania, and it was the first time I moved here. I moved here, like, the day I graduated high school. And she was like, hey, me and my aunt are getting a beach house at Wilmington. She said you can come stay. Come with us. And I was like, sick. I worked at fucking Five Guys. I made, like, $8 an hour, and I had a Jeep. So, a lot of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I drive all the way down there, and her aunt's like, you can't stay here. What? And I was like, did you even fucking ask her?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, I have no money for a hotel, so I sleep in my car. And
oh my
I'm like,
God.
Just, I'm just parked in one of the public access points, you know? And, like, a cop fucking knocks on my window, tells me I can't sleep there. So, I'm like, okay, fine. So, I drive to the next one. It's, like, late as fuck. All I want to do is wake up and go on the beach. That's it. Next access point, a cop. Next access point.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I just fucking filled my gas tank up and went back home.
Oh my God. I would be devastated.
So that's my only Wilmington experience.
Not a true friend.
So, no, fuck her.
Not a true friend. Definitely not.
Honestly, I have no girlfriends left in Pennsylvania. Wow. And if you're
in the herd.
Well, wait, do I? No, not really. People I keep
looked off into the distance.
Now you'll never leave us.
I only have a couple guy friends left up there. That's it. Yeah, girls up there, fucking big ass bitches.
It's because we say things like "bless your heart" down here. We're like made to be sweet.
"Bless your heart" is so condescending.
I know.
Yeah.
A lot of women said that to me when I first moved here, and I was like, "Huh?" And then the receptionist at the salon, she was like,
"You learn what it meant."
They're all saying "fuck you." And I was like, "Oh." And then every time I heard it, it sounded uglier and uglier. So now when I hear people say it, I'm like,
"Have you never heard that Miranda Lambert song where she's like, we don't have to be hateful, we can just say bless your heart?"
Is it country?
Yeah.
Oh, then
yeah.
No.
Well, I was going to say.
I don't know that I would really say country, but
I classify it as country.
Then no, I've definitely never heard it.
Okay.
That's
what it talks
my
about.
My dad like got me into like the Eagles and like Def Leppard, and then my older brother got
classic
me into like
rock.
You know, my older brother was like, if you like that, you'll love Slipknot.
Oh my god.
A couple years ago my sister called Nirvana classic rock, and I was that's not classic rock. I mean, I guess like to her.
Isn't it? If anything, whatever's over 25 years old is classic.
Well, I just always have considered like.
Is this classic rock? Holy shit.
I just have always considered like AC/DC and like Def Leppard and stuff like that. Classic rock to me, like growing up, that's what classic rock was.
Yeah.
So I guess to her, like Nirvana is classic rock. But to me, like Nirvana's just grunge music.
Yeah, but
you and your sister
are only like what, 12 years apart?
We're 11 years apart.
11 years apart. Yeah. Okay. So. The difference between AC/DC and all of that is like not just 12 years. It's way more than that. So right. That felt so weird to have Nirvana be considered
like,
classic
her,
rock.
To her, like she was born in the 2000s. Oh, so God. Like Kurt Cobain died in what,
95? 95.
So
April 5th.
Like
you are really good with dates.
I'm a weirdo. She's numbers.
Except for calculus.
I think it was technically they don't know actually which day, the date that he died, but it was somewhere between the 5th and the 7th or the 8th, something like that.
Well, somebody should just ask freaking Courtney Love because
she definitely murdered him.
Hired somebody to murder him. I don't care how talented she is, she's canceled.
She is definitely canceled.
Cancel Courtney Love, cancel whole. They're done.
Yeah, bye. I don't even know why I was saying that. Why would we start talking about music?
Don't ask me. I'm the worst with tangents.
I'm the worst. Just dates. Just dates.
Yeah. I can still remember. I'm super weird with dates. Like, I remember the exact date that I had my first kiss. Weird things like that. Yeah. It's not even that I try to remember them. I just cannot forget them.
I always get super weird when I remember people or remember a thing that happened with someone I don't know super well. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, I'm not gonna talk about it because they'll probably think I'm super weird, but maybe they're also like, hey, I remember that one time, but I don't want to be weird
and like bring it up in case I don't remember.
Yeah, but
like,
I remember
when you see somebody out in public that you only know on social media and you're like, I don't know, like if we should say hey.
Oh, definitely.
It's like so awkward.
I
it's
just
super
go
awkward.
Wait, no one can hear this smile that I'm gonna do. I go the look. I don't know what it is. When I feel awkward, I like tuck my upper lip in. And
you did that whenever I complimented you, and you went beet red. I was like, "She's the freaking cutest."
You gotta tuck your lip up and then bring your chin in.
Because you don't know what to say.
Give Christina all the compliments because she doesn't know how to handle it.
Yep.
And
it's like that meme that's like,
but she truly deserves them. Yeah.
Stop. I feel like. She's like, every time someone compliments me and I'm like, just take it, Christina, just accept it. But then I don't want to be like that's not my smile that I do, okay? When someone compliments me and like I think of saying, oh my god, thank you so much, I just think of Regina George going to, so you think you're really pretty.
I think the same thing.
And I'm just like,
so you agree, you think you're really pretty.
Yeah, so I like, I'm like, I mean, no, I don't think I'm pretty. Like, I don't want to get.
But then you like discredit what they're saying, and it's like, well, you don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
No. That's all I had to say. I'm just go ahead.
Oh, when the girl walks away after she compliments her bracelet, and she's like, "That's the ugliest effing bracelet I've ever seen."
Yeah, I think about that. Same. I think about that so much.
Yeah, that's literally like every time. Like, don't say thanks. Don't, because then I don't want someone to argue with me and be like, or not argue with me. I don't want some. Like, I picture in my head.
That
because
it's going to go down and like,
I have conversations
an
with myself all the time about scenarios that either did or didn't happen or probably will never happen.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Same. In the shower.
Yep.
In the car.
Yep. Honestly, I'll do it and I'm like driving to work and I'm like, how the fuck did I even get here? Yeah. And I was just thinking about like, yeah, like what I should have said.
Not just because of that.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, I'm like the worst. So I'll be like, if I say thank you, they're going to be like, so you admit it. You think you're really pretty. And then I'm going to have to like backtrack and be like, no, like I don't like think I'm really pretty. But like, and that's how I picture it going. So I don't do it. I just go.
I feel like I have those like hypothetical moments of panic where I'm like, this is exactly how this is going to go down. So I can't say anything. And then it's like the other day when I was complimenting that baby.
God, that baby is the perfect shape. Okay.
That's not what I said, but it's pretty close actually. So
wait, what'd you say?
That night, I think I said something like.
You said something that like, you were like, that baby is just like. Perfectly, I don't know, she's like perfectly shaped.
I said that baby. Yeah, that baby's features are perfectly shaped. Something weird. No. But I was trying to, you know, when you have like one brain cell that's like, "Bye, have a nice day," and then another brain cell's like, "Have a good one." You're like, "Haven't guys done?" Like you put two like, things together and say the wrong thing.
They're like, "Enjoy." And you're like, "Thanks, you too."
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yes, your brain just.
No, yeah. Dude.
So it was like, just, I was trying
you're too
to say.
For your own good, you can't.
Well, I was trying to say how cute this baby was, and I'm like, yeah, there's no way to justify this. I'm not even going to try.
Perfectly shaped.
Full disclosure, this baby is the fucking cutest baby.
It is. Honestly.
Her mom comes in and gets her hair done for like 3 hours, and she sits there and smiles at me. The whole time.
She's so cute. And she is adorable. Perfectly shaped.
Shout out
she's
to Michaela perfect, Hines.
I think what I was trying to say is the baby, like, okay, you know how when, okay, you can relate to this. Your kid is freaking cute. So, mm-hmm. You know how some people say like, oh, your baby's super cute. And it's like, dang, your baby's like really ugly. But like, no one would ever say that, right? Like, I don't know how to describe it.
You don't have
but
to
like,
justify it.
But like, when you
it.
See your kid, it's, you're like, my kid's actually like super cute. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like
for
when
sure.
You look at Nora, you're like, okay, yeah, my kid's like definitely not ugly. My kid's super cute.
Yeah, for sure.
I was trying to say this kid is super cute because like the symmetry in her face is like perfect.
Right.
Is where my head was going.
No one can call
but
that
instead
baby
of
ugly.
Saying, right. Instead of saying like, I don't know, something less creepy. That's how it came out.
That's a nice shaped baby. I like that shape of that baby.
She was like. Okay, like turn the baby
thank
away.
God she wasn't there. She'd be like, this person's
so weird. Oh, yeah,
you so
did say
weird.
It after she left.
Yeah, because I didn't know how else to compliment her,
no,
so that's what came
like,
out.
Super chill. She would have not even, like, thought twice about I have, it.
Honestly, I think sometimes Jenny will involve me in a conversation with her clients, and I say things, and I walk away, and I'm like,
Christina, like, doesn't know how to handle it.
I say things, and I'm like, what the fuck were you thinking?
I do that I definitely all resonate the time. With that. I'll like be in the other room and I'll just be like fucking eavesdropping because
that's what we do.
We're like the only three people in the salon. Yep. And I'll like interject and I'll be like, maybe it wasn't really my place to like be a part of that conversation.
Oh, I do that all the time. When I finally come out of my shire and you guys are having a conversation, I'll like jump in because I have what 20 minutes until my next client. So I'm like, ooh, I'm going to participate in this conversation because I only talk to myself and my client all day. And then I don't know. I just feel like I shouldn't do it. So then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go back to my room now and not ever come out ever again.
I think it's cool, though, because, like, all of our clients, I feel like, love that. Like,
yeah.
We all
yeah.
are, like, in the same space. Excuse me. And, like, talk to each other. And, like, sometimes, like, we'll all the stylists will be in the other room and all the clients are, like, talking to
yeah.
each other. And that's cool.
I just feel stupid sometimes. I was going to use this as an example. So people knew what
please
I meant.
Please tell me you said
I
something think. Stupid like symmetry in a baby's face.
So one time I went to the dog park with Dolly.
Oh, God.
And there's one person there.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know this story.
And he has his dog. And I was like, is that your dog?
That's amazing.
And he looked around. He was like, yeah. And I was like, that's my girl over there. Have a good day.
Oh
and
my
me and
God.
Dolly walked in and walked right fucking back out. And the whole way out of the park, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, thank God I'm not single. Because that would have, I just, yeah, I say, you know, there's things. They just come out of my mouth and I'm like, oops.
One time I went to TJ Maxx before I went to work.
Was that you
work,
swallowing your
I
words? Yeah. I thought so.
Shoving them back into your mouth.
I figured God. That's what that was. I liked it.
I want to know about TJ Maxx.
Oh, God. So I went to TJ Maxx, and I was checking out, and the guy that was checking me out was like trying to make small talk and be nice with me or to me, and he just had a really heavy accent, and I could like barely understand him.
Oh no.
So he asked me a question, and I literally said what 3 times, and I felt so bad when I left because I was like, he probably thinks I'm such a bitch, but I'm like, I just really couldn't understand.
There are memes about it. You're not alone. There are so many other people who've been through this.
So awkward. Hairstylist,
you're supposed to just be like, uh-huh. Yeah, dude, I can never think of examples off the top of my head in relation to something, and then I think of them later and people are like, you probably made that up. But I just can't think about things on the spot. But there's so many times where I'm just like, oh, you all can't go time. Back there.
My whole life again. Is just awkward.
Some things yeah. you lay in bed and like think about until 3 o'clock in the yes. morning. You can't yes. fall asleep.
Yeah. Exactly. Like when you're a server and you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't get that table rant. Like,
there's a whole, yeah, did midnight. You see that thing? Yeah. There, it's like a whole, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, server life. I don't know, man. I think that a lot of people are like, I'm so awkward. I can't be friends with anyone. And I'm like, well, that's what literally everyone thinks.
Yeah.
So we could just,
everybody's awkward in their own way.
Which is why I think like people don't say hey from social media. Because they're like, you like all my pictures, but you never comment. So do you actually like me?
Or do you just want... And it's like hard to tell like how people are going to like receive that if you talk to them in public. But you've only talked to them on social media. Like some people are like not cool with it. Like... I only know you on social media. Why are you coming up to me right now?
Right, like we have nothing to talk about because we've only liked each other's pictures for all of eternity.
And then other people never had a conversation. Oh, like it's so nice to finally meet you. Yeah. So it's always weird.
But then sometimes you're super stoked to meet someone and then you don't know what to say. So you both just sit there and do that awkward head bob smile thing. And you're like, all right, well, I can hear exactly someone pulling up. So I'm going to go over here.
That's how they always end too. It's like, all righty, well...
Yeah. Nora's like my buffer because at least I have something to talk about. And I know like people without kids don't really give a shit too much generally, especially in a bar situation. Oh, like you're talking about your fucking 1-year-old right now. I'm like, at least I'm saying something.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, cool. I got nothing, nothing relatable.
So. I don't even. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm. Real quick. Pop quiz.
Oh God.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
We're going to see how well you guys know each other.
Oh, Jesus.
What's Jenny's favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert? Oh, God. Okay, well.
I really like dessert.
You don't like dessert?
I really like dessert, so.
I feel like I'm on the spot now, so I've got to think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's tough, too, because I've seen Jenny eat so many different things, like as far as dessert goes, like different things that she's enjoyed. Oh, no, that sounded weird. Sorry.
What's her favorite dessert?
I don't even know if I know that one, to
I was
going to
say.
Because, let's give a top three.
Okay, well, the first thing that popped in my head was milkshakes because we just had milkshakes not too long ago.
I do fucking love milkshakes.
Yeah. I know you love those Milano cookies a lot.
I do love Milano, the mint
Milano
cookies.
I was going to say the mint ones because they're really
good. Oh, they're so good.
So, and I remember that because one of the first times that Jenny and I ever hung out, she... got a pack of Milanos and they were the mint ones and I was so excited because they're kind of like Girl Scout Thin Mints. Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
But
so they're like they're like mature Thin Mints.
Yeah, yeah, they're like adult like Thin Mints. Yes.
They're like Woman Scout cookies.
Woman Scout cookies. I love it.
Ladies. For the ladies.
For the ladies. Yeah, I would say, so I know she loves Milanos. I know she loves milkshakes. A third one. Dang, that's difficult to narrow down because she likes a lot of sweets. She likes donuts. She likes cake.
I'll accept Milano's.
Yeah.
She agreed.
I was going to say, what if you had to pick one, what would it be? Because I don't know that you've ever shared with me like a fave. I don't even think I have a favorite.
Honestly, if it's got chocolate in it, I'm probably down.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
Yeah.
Like
or,
if it's chocolate.
Or donuts as well. But like that doesn't really count as a dessert for me because I will eat donuts
any time of day.
Any place.
Any time of day.
From pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Especially.
What if you were on a stranded island and you can only get one dessert? What would it be? Go.
Mini M&M's.
Well, ooh,
it depends. That's a good one. I get a fridge or not?
I'm if it needs a refrigerator, yes, you may have it.
I don't know. Those like frozen Mrs. Smith chocolate pies that you get from the grocery store are so tight.
Those are so good. You guys do always have those. Well, I feel like not so much now, but back in the day, whenever I would watch the dogs.
We always have dessert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely always have dessert. Yeah. But I'm saying the Mrs. Smith pies.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good.
Back when I would like stay at the house and watch Stevie,
mm-hmm.
those were always in there.
Yeah, those were tight.
Yeah.
What is
oh god
a drink that Taylor would turn down at a bar because she hates it so much.
Fuck. I don't know. Go ahead. Pop quiz.
I try to think of like a little bit off the wall question.
Can I damn get it.
Well, I know or what direction. She's always going to order.
Yeah. No.
I can send you in a direction.
Christina's like, hell no. I don't know. Because she likes dark liquors, so she usually doesn't drink like super sweet stuff.
Yep.
But she also likes mimosas and margaritas and stuff like that. I honestly really don't know.
So if someone got you a vodka Red Bull, would you say no?
Yes. But it wouldn't be like the first drink I would deny. I think if someone got me something with tequila or
tequila
if it was super sugary to her point, I don't think I would drink it.
Yeah. No Malibu Bay breezes for you.
She's a Jameson girl.
Yeah. I think Jameson and yeah.
Yeah.
Jameson's definitely my number one.
Picklebacks.
Yep.
Yeah, they're rough.
But I fucking love pickles, so I'll drink your pickle juice if you want me to.
I don't even care about the time the we're shot. I literally just want the pickle juice.
Okay. So. Never mind then.
Yep.
I was going to say that. If we can just get pickle juice shots in Wilmington so I look like I'm playing the part, I will do pickle juice shots.
We can do pickleback jello shots too.
I'll just do the pickle juice.
Okay.
Hopefully someone there hates their pickle juice because I'll just take it.
I don't, I mean, Lindsay might just drink straight up Jameson.
Okay, I'll take her pickle juice.
She loves pickleback shots, though.
We can just make pickleback pickle juice shots for you, though.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
We can do that.
Jenny's biggest pet peeve.
Oh, God. Okay, I can think of...
I just need one biggin.
Narrowing it down.
Give us, like, a subject matter.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, general population, something that you might be passing someone,
okay,
like a stranger, and they're doing it, and you're like, fuck you.
Oh. Still a lot.
I would say to narrow down a big pet peeve of Jenny's, probably there's a few I can think of because I can relate to them 100%. I would say to blanket statement, probably a big pet peeve of Jenny's is speaking ignorantly on something. Or to specify... I can't like narrow it down. There's so many topics. Like if you were talking about traffic, I could say someone like driving really slow in the left-hand lane and not using a turn signal. If you were talking about
turn
like
signals is, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like they're there for a reason.
But like, is it okay if I don't signal if no one's behind me?
If nobody knows.
Sometimes I always turn signal. If you're like at a stoplight and you're turning some sort of way, the people across the street might need to know where you're going.
If you're in specifically a turning lane, I can understand. But if you are in a lane that is like straight or turning, you better fucking put on your turn signal.
So that I know where you're going.
Because otherwise, I need you to get out of my fucking way.
Turn signal.
The first thing that came to my mind was traffic. But as far as a general, there's so many different.
That will shift my mood so fast.
Yeah, there are definitely different topics where I can pick a big pet peeve.
Yeah, I'm.
But that's the first thing that came to mind.
What do you think the weirdest thing Taylor's ever Googled has been?
Oh God. who knows?
I probably Googled it on the way here.
I don't know. Because I feel like we've probably Googled weird stuff together, too.
Yep.
I don't know.
It was probably something sexual.
I was going to say, it was probably something sexual.
Definitely it was something sexual. Definitely.
All right. I'll accept.
Okay.
I'll accept. I don't even know the weirdest thing I've Googled, so I didn't really expect an answer for that.
Yeah, I don't know what mine would be either.
It was definitely during my pregnancy.
Oh, I believe that 100%.
Yeah, from your last podcast, I definitely Googled what.
She texted me, she says, in little stars, Googles what mucus plug is. Yep. And then I explained it to her, and I was like, but you didn't need to know that, because you just Googled it. Yeah.
I was definitely, it was
just
jarring.
Just to double educate you, just in case you forgot.
Just in case Google missed anything.
In case it wasn't burned into your brain already.
There
was a lot of stuff in that podcast that I didn't look up intentionally.
Yeah.
Because I don't plan on finding out from a personal level, so.
Shit's weird, man.
Yeah. I think pregnancy is fascinating as fuck, but childbirth really freaks me out.
Yeah, don't Google it.
Yeah.
or yeah, because you end up with WebMD and then your pregnancy actually turns into a stomach cancer. Yeah. And yep. there's actually not a baby inside of you. So you just
like an alien or
yeah,
something.
Just don't.
Yeah.
My mom would like tell me something and then I'd call the doctor and they'd say the same thing. And then I'd Google it and I was dead like 6 minutes ago.
Yep. Accurate.
Yeah. I can't do it.
You can't WebMD any of your symptoms ever. I've thought that I was experiencing a leaky brain so many times. What? Yeah. Like if you have a cold and your nose starts running, if it's like really watery, sometimes like it's a sign of your like brain fluid leaking. So I'm like, okay, well, my brain's leaking. Well,
not glad that I know that now.
Last time no. I Googled it was when I got the flu.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Didn't yeah. need to know that
nope.
one. Yep. Nora's nose is going to run. I'm like...
Oh, sorry.
Get her to the hospital now.
Okay, what you did.
Oh, sorry. My God.
Yeah, WebMD can turn dark real quick.
No, it always does.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
never fucking fails.
Yeah.
I don't Google stuff anymore. I just text Anya and ask her.
That's no. actually a really good idea.
I Google everything. Same. I think Let Me Google It comes out of my mouth like 6 times
Let
a
me
day.
Google it.
And
already,
I always announce.
You Googled something when I got here today.
Remember? It did?
Yeah, the shirt.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I Google everything. Mm. Oh, man. I'm going to stop doing that.
Well, to be fair, I brought it up, so.
Yeah, but did I really need to know?
I think we were all wondering. So I think you did a service for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
It's justified.
But I got to my dad's house. I think I Googled something like in the first 4 minutes of being there. And now, yeah, I Googled
Google,
my.
Why
oh, I Googled
I
my last name.
Here?
I Googled my last name. Why? If it, oh, God. I can't wait to go to Israel with you.
Let's do it. Let's freaking do it.
So we're about to wrap up, but I realized we skipped a question and I okay. gotta know because I feel okay. like it's girl talk that needs to happen.
Okay.
Do you, which I don't feel like you guys do. I had a lot of friends like this. Let me just ask a question first. Do you guys have anyone in your life that is not cool with the other one? Like, are you friends with someone that is, like, not cool with Taylor or Taylor's not cool with? Like, I feel like I had a lot of friends when I first moved here that were super tight with people that I fucking hated and with mm-hmm. strong fucking reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, it didn't bother me. I just knew, like, I guess it wasn't a true friendship because I never trusted them all the way. How right. can you, you right. know? But I mean, at the end of the day, they would still hit me up to hang out and it was always super appreciated because... They understood that there was potential for drama there.
Yeah.
But like, there's like such a fine line between it being like girl code
mm-hmm.
of like, you just don't fucking talk to that person. Right. And like, they didn't really do anything wrong to me. So yep,
that's kind of the principal statement that Jenny and I think both have without speaking about it. So to my knowledge, we've never had that happen as far
Taylor
as you've
been kind of come as a pair.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you don't like one of us, you're not going to like the other one anyway. So we really don't.
Especially because we're
both
so much alike.
Other friends to begin with, but
yeah.
like,
well, and too,
we pretty
like,
much dislike and like the same people too. So
I think that if I ever came across someone who didn't like Jenny or vice versa, I would be really apprehensive about pursuing a relationship with them because I would need to know why.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a legitimate reason why Jenny didn't like someone, which I would imagine there would be,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, this person did something super messed up to my best friend, so I have no interest in being friends with them, you know. But in the same breath, like if Jenny didn't like someone just because she didn't care for them, I'm not going to write that person off just because she doesn't care for them.
Yeah, like I would
like
say
I'll still give them a
definitely
chance.
People that like, not people that we're super close with, but there are like people that we're more acquaintances with that like Taylor's
right.
cooler with than I am, and mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I can take them or leave them, and.
Yeah.
I'm probably the same with her and people that I know too. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it is hard to have people that are super close in your life that aren't super close with the people that are super close in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely have people that are like I went somewhere with a couple girls and they were like, it's not really my favorite. And I'm like, well, she's really fucking nice, man.
Yeah.
Like, she's harmless and she just has like a completely different personality than most do. You know, and some people have just like a really fucking strong personality
mm-hmm. yeah.
and like generally people don't like them, but you've known, like I've known that person for so long, I know there's nothing wrong with them,
right?
Like zero.
Yeah.
But it's like, jarring for other people because they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah. So for me, I'm like, I'm not gonna exclude her from my life or activities that I feel like she would enjoy if you guys are gonna be there just because you don't fucking like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like the South is weird because it's super clicky. Like, yeah. It's super clicky here. So I never,
and Charlotte,
like,
specifically, too. Yeah. I mean, it's a big, small city. So if you know somebody who knows somebody, you're definitely going to know something about them.
Yeah.
Without even knowing that person.
Yeah. I dated a piece of shit. So I didn't have a ton of friends in Philly either. But, like, if you didn't like someone, you just told them. And then you generally didn't end up in the same room again.
It's awesome.
And it was, like, fine. So
I think it's, like, different for Taylor and I, too, because, like, a lot of our friends are also friends with each other, kind of. Like, we pretty much run in the same kind of
crowd of people.
Yeah. Like, but we also don't really go out and do anything anymore. Yeah.
I think it would be different, like, if we were, quote unquote, in the scene.
Yeah. Like, we purposefully don't go out because it's so clicky and because there's just
drama.
I feel like the more you go out, the more drama it creates, not only in your friendships and your life, but, like, in your relationships and stuff like that. And, like, that's part of why we have such a good friendship, because not everybody's in our shit. And also, like, nobody knows anything about my marriage,
right,
except for, like, you guys, like, my close friends, like, people that I tell things
that
to.
You want to know, like, things.
Yeah,
for sure. Once I had Nora and I stopped going out, my life got so much quieter. Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about, like, what other people are thinking or saying. Like, I don't even care. It just...
Well, and two, like, to your point, no one's in your business. So the flip side of that is I can imagine how frustrated if I were to start going out and create drama or have drama in my life.
Yeah.
And you know this because I had a recent friend who I had to cut out,
mm-hmm.
who I wasn't super close with, but anytime I would hang out with her, it was dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I am too old for this. I have too much going on in my life that I am motivated on. I don't even have the time to devote to this crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. I'm a grown woman at this point. I don't need any of this. And that's where Jenny is at as well. So I can imagine if I brought any of that drama home, Naaman would be really, like, frustrated with it, because who wants to listen to someone bitch about the dumb stuff, like drama?
Yeah.
Nobody. And you don't want to bitch about it. You want to have, like, a happy, positive life.
And,
so,
like, I mean, I can't speak for Taylor, but Nathan and I are not big drinkers, so that's part of also why we don't go out very much either. And I feel like sometimes when both people in a relationship are drinking at the same time, like, that can just lead to problems sometimes.
Yep.
And
yeah.
So. Ugh. Yeah, we're definitely not big drinkers.
Yeah. Like, I would much rather just chill at home.
Dude. That's, like, the kind of friendships I want now. I'm just like, can you just come sit and eat and watch?
That's exactly reruns. What
yeah,
we
like,
do.
This is ideal for me. Like,
yes.
I'm like, I have plans to go over to Christina's on Saturday.
Nothing but talk.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Yay.
That's all Jenny and I do when we hang out. We just watch TV, hang out. To our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very relaxing and low-key. Sometimes I have a fireplace going, fire pit going,
and cuddle the dogs.
Yeah so
sounds
ideal.
Good to me.
Something low-key.
Yeah
Well, yay. I'm glad we got that. I like saw it on my paper and I was like, oh man, I really wanted to talk about that. Even if it's just like 5 seconds. So yay, I'm glad we did this. We'll have to do it again, because this one, I could keep talking. I'm gonna stop though.
Yeah,
because people are like, I can't keep listening. So, yay. Okay. Mom John's. I forget what episode this is. It's the fourth or fifth. The first and fourth.
It's the fourth. Oh, yeah. Okay, first and fourth most.
The next one's going to be about dogs, by the way.
Oh, yeah. With Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Dream, because dogs rule everything around me.
Yes.
Anyways, okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.